In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this end of the church year, as we meditate on the last things, one of the last things is the awesome intensification of the battle between good and evil. And it is that battle which is portrayed in this gospel. The Lord is casting out the demons he has defeated, throwing them out, literally. And now there is blasphemy. Oh, you're doing it by the power of the devil. The Lord responds to that. In this we see the paradox that the demonic kingdom, the unity of the demonic kingdom, which is so precarious, looks so solid, whereas the unity of God's kingdom looks precarious, but is rock solid. Why these deceptive appearances to which our flesh is so easily seduced? Because we live, the flesh lives in this world of make-believe. The unity of the satanic kingdom is precarious because, after all, it is based on an uneasy alliance of millions of selfishnesses glued together. It's a seething cauldron of self-seeking, and the devil orchestrates all that. Someone has described a famous judicial institution as a bottle, as nine scorpions in a bottle. That is a good picture of the precarious unity of the forces of evil. Scorpions who, out of self-interest, fail to attack each other. Sharks are said to be like that. They are quite companionable as long as all is going well. But woe betide the shark that gets wounded and shows weakness. Then the others mercilessly turn upon it. Why is it that we see so much of that characteristic also in the so-called organized church, which often indicates the unity of sharks and scorpions? But these, dear friends, are the appearances under which the stronger unity of the kingdom of God is hidden. Because unlike the orchestrated selfishness of the satanic kingdom, the unity of the kingdom of God is built on something infinitely stronger, namely on the selflessness of God. This unity which we have in the crucified and risen Lord is one which the world can neither give nor take away. It is solid, and it embraces us even in our weaknesses. But the secret of its strength is that it is based on victory, not on compromise. Today, with ragtag leftover pacifist notions from the 1960s still floating about, the impression is given that peace requires disarmament, that somehow peace needs compromise and accommodation in all directions. That's not even true in the world, much less in the kingdom of God. In the world, it is true, as the Lord says, when a strong man, fully armed, keeps his house, he keeps his goods in peace. If he doesn't, he hasn't got any peace. But when a stronger one than he comes and conquers him and takes from him, the text says, the panoply, the fullness of the armaments in which he trusted, disarms him, then he plunders and takes everything and ruins that house. Peace cannot be based on compromise, because that means ultimately surrender. and in the kingdom of God above all, the peace of God is not a peace of accommodation, a peace stitched together from this and that uneasy living and letting live. The church today, dear friends, needs to become much more militant, not in a fleshly way, but in a spiritual way, relying on the strength of this little finger of God. Luther reminds us that there is more wisdom in God's little finger than in all the scholars and fanatics put together. The Lord says, if I, by the power of God, do it, by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. We don't catch fully the surprise value of that statement. The finger, you see, a powerful ruler will point one finger and all his power becomes concentrated in that. Christ is the finger of God, all divine power in heaven and earth concentrated in him. And then the kingdom of God, the rule of God, is come upon you with the same sort of surprise as Delilah shouts at poor Samson. Samson, the Philistines are upon you. They thought they're going to take him by surprise. Now, the stronger, Jesus, who is the stronger, who has disarmed the powers of darkness, defeated death and hell for us, he is the one who grants us the victory. What C.S. Lewis calls that hideous strength, the hideous strength of evil, which intimidates us, but which rests on bluff, that hideous strength is disarmed, and the name that today also defeats it is the name of Jesus. We should be very foolish were we to underestimate the forces arrayed against us as soldiers of Christ. Nonetheless, as good soldiers, we must despise these forces, despise and claim the victory in the name of our Lord. Because this selflessness of God, the self-giving in his Son, presents itself in the world, yes, as weak. But don't imagine that because it looks weak, it is weak. Some recent entertainment dabblings in the conflict of good and evil, for example, a film like Fallen, or that other one, Devil's Advocate, entirely misrepresent the situation as though God were essentially a cosmic whimperer who is constantly being trumped and defeated by the really, actually, realistically stronger forces of evil. Some people fantasize that this is what is meant by theology of the cross. Not at all. The theology of the cross means that the power of God looks weak, not that it is weak. That the finger of the means of grace looks helpless and insignificant in this world, not that it is, because it is the power of God for salvation. And dear friends, when we, especially as soldiers of Christ, when we learn again to have confidence in the little finger of God, in his wisdom, in his holy means of grace, then also we shall claim that in our lives and in the church. Then there should be a lot less whimpering and self-pity in the church, a lot less turning to hymns of cross and comfort until first we've sung the hymns of battle. So let us, in the name of our Lord, rejoice in his life-giving strength, by which we personally too are every day set free anew from the hideous strength of the devil, the world, and the flesh. We thank our Haitian brothers for adding their voices with ours as we sing the soldier's hymn, and those who can join in the French, I suppose, that's all right. The verses somewhat overlap, as you shall see.